Hello and welcome to another Cheeky Scientist News Show. I'm Isaiah, and today I want to talk to you about how you are being ranked in the job market. This is something that creates a lot of confusion, a lot of anger, even disgust, but you are being ranked, okay? So you can see here in this article, it says LinkedIn ranks you, okay? It's ranking you in terms of your visibility. It's ranking you in terms of the quality of your profile. It's also ranking you in terms of the quality of your resumes, which I'll explain here. Okay, now that ranking is a great indication of your reputation score in the job market. That's right, how reputable you are as a job seeker. If you're not reputable, you're uploading bad resumes, your LinkedIn profile is not done well, they will stop showing you to employers. Now, a good indication of your reputation score is called your SSI score on LinkedIn. So you can go to linkedin.com/sales/SSI to see where you stand out of 100. Most of you watching this will have an F, as in less than 60% out of 100. You need to get that score up. There's four different aspects of that score, and I'm gonna talk about that here in a minute. The focus here, though, is that you have to increase your ranking on LinkedIn to increase your visibility to be seen by more companies, okay? If people keep coming to your profile and they read it, they don't like it, they leave, that increases your bounce rate. That's what it's called in terms of LinkedIn's algorithm, which is inversely proportional to dwell time, the amount of time that's spent on your profile. You want employers coming to your profile. They want to be the right employers looking for a candidate like you. They spend time on their profile. They read your about section. Okay, that's what this article focuses on. This just came out a couple months ago. Okay, and it's by MyThroo, MyThroo. We're going to put a list of articles with this new show as well. The next article I want to talk about is four tips and tricks to ace the LinkedIn game. This is an article that came out a few months ago as well by Kavya Pillay. And what's number one? Boost your SSI score. You are being scored. You are being ranked, right? Why the big push for AI in hiring, in human resources, which has been going on for 10 years? Because they want to quantify you, right? They can't rely on quality, and they're not supposed to in many cases, right? There are certain things they're not supposed to evaluate, even though they do, because people are human, right? They're not supposed to evaluate you based on age, for example. So they want to quantify everything. So of course you have a reputation score. You are being scored. You are being reduced to a number. And again, you can get angry about it, or you can just understand how the system works and try to elevate yourself by following what they're using, right? How are they scoring you? Well, when it comes to your SSI score, and I told you I would talk about this, there's four different quadrants to that 100% I mentioned previously, right? So how built out is your LinkedIn profile? How clear is the message in terms of your professional brand? Are you talking about 5, 6, 7, 8 careers, keywords all over the place? Or are you showing them that you're interested in this sector? Maybe a couple different job titles in that sector, but that's it, a very clear message. Are you getting rid of experiences that are not relevant to where you want to go? Okay, that's the first quadrant. How many people are you connected with in the jobs you want to get into? How many people are you connected with that have the job title you want to have? Start there, increase that number. How much are you posting on LinkedIn? Are you even active? Hey, LinkedIn values that. That's a whole 25% of your score. How much are you posting on LinkedIn? You can't just like, you have to comment, post, repost with your thoughts. And then finally, how many messages are you sending back and forth with the people you connect to? Okay, number two, search like a pro. You wanna be searching for people on LinkedIn. You wanna be connecting to companies, connecting to people. All right, so that's number two. Pins and keywords, right? You wanna be pinning things to your profile, your post to your profile, that whole featured section at the top of your profile. That gives you a huge boost. You wanna be engaging. And you want to make sure you have the right keywords. A great easy way to add the right keywords to your profile is to take 20 different job postings, put them into a word cloud or put them into OpenAI, and then look at what the top 20 different keywords are. Put those on your profile, each of those keywords at least 2 to 3 times, because keyword density matters. You usually want between 0.5 to 2% keyword density to register. You can't just take the words from a job posting or from that list and put it on your profile once. It's going to be on there multiple times. And then number four, explore job transitions, right? So when people announce that they got hired, this is logged in LinkedIn. You can see it in your feed. You can also go to the career transition section on LinkedIn to see who's recently been hired, connect with them, congratulate them, follow up with them, because they can give you referrals. And it's not just your LinkedIn profile that's being scored. When you upload resumes to LinkedIn, Indeed, ZipRecruiter, individual company ATS systems, right? And employers reject those, especially on the big three, like I said, LinkedIn, Indeed, and ZipRecruiter, they're going to stop showing your resumes to other companies, as I mentioned. And they share this information through different APIs like LinkedIn Recruiter, LinkedIn Talent Solutions. It has an API that other companies' ATS systems can link up to. Why? To get information about you, what your reputation score is. Yes. How well you do in the job market, the quality of your resumes, the quality of your LinkedIn profile, your digital footprint, it's all being shared. There's a great article that came out very recently, just a couple weeks ago, called Start the Year by Cleaning Up Your Digital Footprint. Okay? It talks about thinking like an employer, taking inventory of everything you posted. Go to Digital Footprint Tracker to do a quick search just to see all the different social media platforms, all the different user accounts that are available for you online. Realize that companies pay for enterprise solutions, and they'll employ a team to dig into your background. That's why references aren't such a big deal anymore. Like, references used to be a very big deal, but they're not now. They might call a couple of references. They don't even have to talk to your previous employer. In many cases, they're not allowed to. So what are companies doing? They're looking at your digital footprint. They're hiring teams of people, even people that were formerly private investigators. This was a huge article that was in the New York Post about a year ago. They're hiring these teams to look at your digital footprint to see what you're posting because they don't want to hire somebody that's high risk. They want to keep security on the forefront of their mind when hiring. So they're looking at your background. So you need to assess your inventory, as it says, sweep up the dust, plan for regular maintenance. So go to any past negative reviews, any past comments where you really bashed somebody, use bad language online. Find this stuff. Find your accounts, including private groups, anonymous threads. They have ways to look at your linguistic fingerprint just based on a couple of posts that you've done. They can figure out how you write. The algorithms can, the AI, and then find you in other posts online, scouring the entire web as well. This is another article related to this. It says, quote, guys, it's not worth it. Indeed, Glassdoor. Job seeker says her digital footprint came back to haunt her. Okay, so yeah, even Glassdoor, all of these job sites, they find information about you and they feed this to employers. You are being scored. All this information is being tracked. So it doesn't mean that you stress out, you don't apply, but find everything you can about yourself that could cause a problem. If you think it causes a problem or could cause a problem, probably would. So delete what you can, but then have good professional online etiquette moving forward. Use good resumes, focus on quality. Update your LinkedIn profile, again, focusing on quality. Take this seriously. It matters today. So if you're hearing nothing back, silence, right, check out how you're scoring. If everything about you came down to a number in terms of the job market, what would that number say? And again, you can look at your SSI score to see what that number is, or at least a good indication of that number. How to use LinkedIn's new features. Okay, there's a lot of new features that came out on LinkedIn. Nothing's going to be game-changing here. This is kind of like LinkedIn's, you know, easy apply button 2.0. Okay, there's a preferences page now, so on your main profile, you still can do this on your main profile. You can set the sectors, the job titles, et cetera, you're interested in. But now if you click on the jobs icon at the top of your profile, or when you log into LinkedIn, it'll take you to another page, and then on the left-hand side, there'll be a preferences page where you can set like your desired salary, the jobs you want to get into, a lot of other information there. You can express interest. Click an I'm interested button for some companies. Not all companies have this yet. To tell the company you're interested in applying, but again, that's like the easy apply button 2.0. And then you can use more AI tools on LinkedIn, but nothing game changing there, but I do think having all of your preferences in one place is gonna be helpful. So if you haven't set those and told LinkedIn what jobs you're looking for, make sure that you do that. Again, click the jobs icon and then go to the preferences on the left-hand side. Three important new tips for networking on LinkedIn. I'm going to share one of these tips. The rest of them, it's, you know, of course, send connection requests with a personalized message, right? Get endorsements from other people, but give them endorsements first. The big one here is meaningful comments. LinkedIn's really prioritizing meaningful comments, not like great post, nice, good job, but actually writing a paragraph on somebody else's posts. LinkedIn takes that comment seriously, will give you a boost in visibility, but the people that you comment on, their posts, they're very, very thankful because they will see a very noticeable increase in the exposure of that post because of your meaningful comment. A meaningful comment on a LinkedIn post is like getting 100 different likes on that post. It is a big deal. It's a great way to add value to companies who are posting about their products that you want to work at, right? Or people at those companies that are posting, comment on their post, a meaningful comment. Actually read what they post. Say what you like about it. Right, offer something that's similar to it. Tell them why it was meaningful, why they liked it, something that would help another person read it to add value to it. And you see this happening more and more across social media. That's because they're really prioritizing these comments. All right, last couple of things here I want to talk about. How to find a job fast. So if you're looking to get hired fast, some of us wanted to get hired yesterday, right? The first thing you have to do is understand the landscape that you're in. The job market right now, and there is another article that came out, it said U.S. job openings unexpectedly rise, but resignations decreasing. So most of the jobs that have come out recently have been increases in part-time jobs. Full-time jobs have actually decreased, but part-time jobs have increased, and there's a huge problem with ghost job listing, jobs that are being posted that are fake. They have no intention of hiring. Okay, so that data is very misleading. For skilled labor, there's a serious contraction, so you're not crazy, okay? It's very different for skilled labor than unskilled labor right now. So you have to know what's happening in the landscape. So if you want to get hired fast, you have to adjust and say, okay, I wanted just these job titles now, but now I got to expand my search. I got to pursue other job titles that are relevant. The ubiquitous recession-proof job titles like project manager, product manager, like application-based roles, support-based roles. You might want to include some of those in your job searches. Use your resources, activating your current network. A lot of us are like, there's somebody out there that needs to discover me. Who's in your current network right now that could get you hired? Tap into the right opportunities. Pay attention to people, as I talked about before on LinkedIn, that have recently changed jobs. They're the ones that are really happy. They had a big transition. They want to pay it forward. They want to give back. They've made it themselves. The pressure's off of them, right? And so before they get too busy in their new role, reach out to them, connect. Give them a big congratulations. Tell them why you're so impressed with what they did and ask them about it first. Of course, like what did the job search process look like? What's the most exciting thing? What surprised you the most? And then mean it, of course, right? This isn't fake. And then when you come back and want to learn about open positions at that company, you're going to get inside information. Take a job. As I was saying here, it says take a job, which means, look, you don't need to get the perfect job. A lot of us are so stressed we're getting to get into the wrong role. You can always turn it down. You can always quit afterwards. Okay, that's allowed, right? Companies will take you all the way to the last interview and say no. You're allowed to go all the way to the last interview, get the job offer and say no, but just get some momentum. You'd be surprised what it does for your confidence to get some interviews going, even if it's not the perfect job. Talk to a few people, get a job offer. You can leverage that job offer for other job offers. That's what you want. Okay, don't use the idea of, oh, I don't know if it's the right job for me, as an excuse not to take action, to put yourself out there. Get out there as much as you can. Get job offers as much as you can. You can always turn them down. And then finally, making time for a job hunt while working full-time. We're all busy. Maybe you have a family, right? Maybe you have small kids. Maybe you're currently working full-time in academia, full-time in a different role. Maybe you're doing multiple part-time jobs. Maybe you're working in a warehouse. I know a lot of people who are working in an Amazon warehouse, even Ubering with a higher education degree, if that's you. You have to find time. So think about it in terms of steps, and this will take away the stress. Number one, the exploration phase. Okay, I talked about the exploration phase. I like to think of it in terms of three steps. So strategy, prioritization, execution. Keep that river flowing between the three, okay? And it's circular. If you get stuck executing, like you're hitting your head against the wall, just applying over and over, take a step back, explore other job opportunities again, expand your search again. What other companies are out there you haven't considered? Okay, that's the strategy or the exploration phase. The second phase they call is the preparation phase. So that's the prioritization. Most people don't prioritize. If you create a list of 100 companies you want to work at, don't just start at the top of the list in alphabetical order. Like, prioritize which companies are actually hiring. Which companies have their headcounts increasing on LinkedIn? Prioritize. Which companies have the culture you want to work at the most? Focus on the top 20%, right? The 80-20 principle, focus on the top 20% first and then keep adjusting the top 20%. Like, keep reprioritizing. Prioritize, execute. That's next in line, execute. And that's what it talks about. It talks about the application phase and then, of course, the interview phase. Both of those are execution. You want to get your applications in. It should be a 1-2 punch, right? Apply to the best fit job at a company and then reach out to at least two people at that company. Somebody that's in a gatekeeper role that can make a decision maker, and then reach out to somebody that's in the same position you want to get into, okay? Both of those will lead to the same outcome ideally, but in different ways. And it's a great way to attack high level and low level at the same time, so to speak, right? Because that gatekeeper can make the decision. They can tell you if the job's actually available. The person that's in the same role you want to get into, you can talk to them, get an employee referral from them, find out about the role, set up an informational interview, and so on. This takes us to the end of today's new show. As always, stay current and keep advancing in your career.